I'm Amy Eddings. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. The Dow fell more than 300 points today, dipping below 10,000 for the first time since, well, the Tuesday before last. The index closed at 9,931. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 each lost more than 3%. Economists are offering a negative interpretation of the Labor Department's new monthly job numbers. The economy did add jobs in May, 431,000 in total, but the number is lower than expected, and the vast majority of new hires were temporary census workers. Labor Secretary Hilda Solis says another source of jobs will likely be the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
People can go online or they can look for a job to get trained up to help in the cleanup. And in some cases, you'll have to be certified. So you have to go through like a four-hour training that OSHA provides, that our department provides.
The Department of Labor is stepping up outreach efforts to help out-of-work fishermen stay gainfully employed by erecting barriers on beaches and by fighting the encroaching oil. We are joined now by our Friday regular, Greg David, director of the Business and Economics Reporting Program at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. Hey, Greg.
Hi, Amy.
Once again, it's Friday, and we're talking about a sharp drop in the markets. The Dow lost almost 3.5% today. What do you make of it? Friday blues?
Well, people are really worried about the strength of the recovery. That's not unusual at this point, and the jobs number was somewhat disappointing. I think a little calm is required here. We had three really good months, so we had one weak month. But the other problem, which is serious and is real, is the continuing crisis over the euro. You know, at its worst, that's going to create another financial crisis. And here in New York, we should begin to get very worried about it because, let's be clear, it's much more expensive to come to New York from Europe than it was in the last year or two, and it's much cheaper for Americans to go to Europe than it was in the last year or two. City officials are downplaying it, but this is clearly going to be a problem for tourism in New York for the next year or so.
The euro dropped to below $1.20 today. Boy, I wish it was like that when I went to France in 2008. It was something outrageous.
Well, you should go back now.
Yeah, right? All the more reason to travel now, but I get your point. Tourism is a big growing industry. The Bloomberg administration has invested a lot in promoting it, and this could really hamper those plans.
And it's not only tourism. You know, Europe is the number one market for exports from America. So if their economies weaken, that's going to be a problem. Our exports are more expensive. We send a lot of service business to Europe. You know, our financial services companies, professional service companies. A weak European economy is not good for America or New York.
Turning to local matters, this week Andrew Cuomo said he won't pursue the Working Families Party ballot line as he runs for governor, at least not for now. What do you make of that?
Well, I think this could be really significant here. You know, Cuomo, as we talked about last week, has taken these, at least from a business or conservative perspective, amazing positions. No tax increases, caps on local property taxes. I'm going to cut health and education spending because that's where the money is. The Working Family Party believes the exact opposite. They want more taxes, especially on the rich, more spending on education, more spending on health care, because after all, they are the party that was created by the union. So this could be very significant here in terms of Cuomo convincing people that he's serious. It's also serious for the Working Families Party. They have to get 50,000 votes in the governor's race for their candidate, or they won't be on the ballot easily in the future. And so this party, which has amassed so much clout in the last couple of years, could be at a real turning point.
Hmm. A real estate industry group reported this week a sharp rise in the sale of distressed commercial properties. Remind us what's a distressed property and why it matters.
Well, it's in default, you know. It's a bad thing. But this is a good thing. What we have to do is we have to sell these properties off for the market to return to normal levels. You know, Cranes did a story about all this shadow inventory of condos coming on the market. They portrayed it as possibly bad, i.e. prices might decline. I don't think it's bad at all. I don't really care if prices decline. That means developers lose money. But again, we have to get the shadow inventory out and sold before we can start building again.
Right.
So I actually think that's a good sign.
Last but not least, Mayor Bloomberg put out a video this week, mildly humorous, aimed at trying to get LeBron James to come play for the Knicks or the Nets. LeBron James, of course, the highly popular Cleveland Cavaliers player who becomes a free agent July 1st.
We could just say the best player in basketball.
The best player in basketball, yeah, the shorthand.
And the point they made is that, you know, the Knicks haven't been in the playoffs forever. I think it's 7 years. The Nets haven't been in a long time either. They think the city could benefit to the tune of $50 million if one of these firms got in the finals. You know, I don't know if the number's true, but it'd be nice if LeBron James came and played for a local team, right?
Greg David of the CUNY Journalism School. He also blogs at cranesnewyork.com. Have a great weekend.
Same to you.
This is WNYC and WNYC.org.